Orcs, Army of Shadows by Stan Nichols. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2009 by Stan Nichols. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Orbit, a division of the Hachette Book Group, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Of Omens, Revolts, and Legendary Heroes. After escaping Marastancia, their chaotic birthplace, the survivors of the orc warband the Wolverines settled in Seragan, a world populated solely by their own kind. Strike, the band's leader, took native female Thirzar as his mate, siring two male hatchlings. But by the time the oldest of Strike's offspring was four, the band had grown restless with their bucolic life. While hunting, Strike and Wolverine Sergeant Haskir found themselves near the cave where the warband had arrived in Seragan, and were shocked when an unknown human emerged. But the man was mortally wounded, a dagger jutting from his back. A search of the corpse turned up an amulet bearing strange markings, and a gemstone. The magical stone issued a message from Tentar Arngrim, known to the Wolverines as Seraphim, the wizard who had made possible their escape from Marastancia. It included images of orcs in another world being cruelly subjugated by humans, and to Strike's and Haskir's dismay, they appeared not to be fighting back. Even more shocking, the architect of their oppression was shown to be Seraphim's malevolent daughter, sorceress Queen Genesta, the warband's old enemy and once their ruler. Arngrim's likeness asserted that it was in the Wolverine's power to help these fellow orcs and exact revenge on Genesta. To do so, they would have to use the five mysterious...